Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to follow up or continue with Lee Smith's conversation from last week on having an unstoppable voice. Your voice strengthens or is strong when your message is clear. Now, sometimes we do have trapped emotions from past events, from that time you took the stage and you tripped, so now you think you can never take the stage without everybody laughing at you. Like, those things happen. But when you really know your message and you really are ready to share it, it will come through loud and clear. A number of years ago, I was asked to do a breakout session at a leadership conference, and it was a topic I knew nothing about. And back in the day, I did not feel like I could say no to anybody about anything. And I had spoken at this conference before. I had done a really great job before, but now they really, I'm going to say, pressured me, strong-armed me, begged me, you know, whatever phrase, term you want to use, to do a specific breakout session. Now, mind you, this was not in my wheelhouse. It was not. I was not good at it. And I hired somebody to write my talk for me. And they created a beautiful PowerPoint, a beautiful script for me to follow, handouts for the participants. I mean, it was all the things. All of the things came together for me. I was really excitable about it. Well, I got in there, and guess how many people were in the room? Just guess. Okay, you give up? You give up already? There was one participant in the room, and at some point, fairly early on, one of my friends and colleagues came in and stood in the back and watched my complete and utter shame occur right there in front of my audience of one. And you've heard things like comedians need an audience, and then they, you know, it jazzes them up. You get the energy of the room. Well, that was a little bit of it. I won't lie. That was a little bit of it. Like, 1% of my failure was that there was only one person in the room. The rest of it was I didn't know my message. I didn't know the material. I hadn't taken the time to understand it. I really thought I was going to have a room full of people because I had built a reputation at this conference for the previous several years of having some of the best interaction with the people. And so to go in there and flop so colossally was horrible. It was so horrible. So I was a little gun shy to do it again. But what I learned, that really big lesson, was I have to know the material. I have to know the material before I can share it. And even with that one person, had I known and understood the material better, I could have crushed it. And the same woman who created this for me had created another program for me on change management. And as she was sending over slides and a script, I did not understand it. It was literally written, it was based on Dr. Cotter's book, Accelerate Change. And I read the book. I didn't get it. It was over my head. I sucked, people. It was hard. I was like, I don't understand this. And so do you ever experience your greatest ideas come in the middle of the night? Like everything gets sorted out. Your brain amazingly works all night. Do you ever have that? And you wake up the next day and you're like, ha, I have the solution. And on that workshop that I was doing, it was a 2-day workshop. And what I was able to piece together was, oh, I already lived this experience of his 8 steps to accelerate change. I'd already done it. I think it's 8 steps. Anyway, it's the steps to accelerate change. I had already done that. I had already lived it. And by dropping in my personal experience as a manager, as a leader of doing it, man, I walked in that room and I knew it. When I first read her stuff, I was like, I don't get it. I read the book. I didn't get it any better. But the more time I spent on it with it, there you go. I was able to walk in that room of 30 leaders of a very influential organization, and I was able to deliver it and do a really great job. And my voice was strong because I knew the material. And the next piece comes with confidence. And some people think, oh, that person was just born with confidence. I don't have any confidence. Have you ever said that? I don't have any confidence. I'm not confident. I'm not confident like she is. I'm not confident like he is. Confidence comes from doing the thing. Had I shut the doors back when I did a terrible job at that one thing, I would not have this podcast. I would not be maintaining in the top 5% of podcasts worldwide out of over 3 million podcasts if I had given up when I started. Michelle Abraham, who produces my podcast, tells the story that if you don't go back and listen to your first few episodes and you're not embarrassed, you waited too long. There you go. The confidence comes from practice. You're not born with it. You're not. You build it. You do the thing. You practice the thing. I was told as I was going into 7th grade, it was highly recommended that our parents buy us a tape recorder. And that way we could record our notes, our worksheets, the lessons, whatever, and play it back. And that way you have heard it in the classroom, possibly seen it written on the chalkboard. You wrote notes, maybe. You did the worksheet, so you've like seen it, heard it, written it, and now you're recording it and you're hearing it back in your own voice. And there is a fun picture of me. I don't know if I can find it. If I do find it, I'll post it online somewhere. But there's a picture of me sitting on my bed painting my fingernails and all papers all around me and my little tape recorder there. And I was playing back my notes for a test the next day. So I was painting my fingernails and listening to the training or, you know, all the worksheets that I had done. I used that tape recorder, that exact one, all the way through college from 7th grade through my senior year of college. And I used it all the time. I recorded the information. I played it back. Now, you can do it on your phone. You can record it on the Notes app on your phone and play it again and again and again. I was going to give a talk. Actually, it was on change. Whew, that comes up a lot, change management. And I was driving to Tulsa to do it. It's not quite a 2-hour drive. And I was listening to my talk. I recorded all my slides on my phone and I listened to it again and again. My girlfriend called and goes, so are you ready for your big talk tomorrow? And I said, well, sort of. I mean, I kind of know what I'm going to say. I'm listening to, you know, what my slides say. It'll all come together. And she goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you're not like scared to death. And I was like, nah, I'll be great. And I walked in. I was great. It was great. I did a great job. Why? I had confidence. I knew the material. I had recorded it on my phone. I had listened to it back multiple times, and I was confident. You build confidence. You build muscles. You build muscle memory. Confidence is born. I mean, I just said that so wrong. I should have Erin cut that out. I'm not. I'm going to leave it in. She's going to go, Jennifer, do you want to cut that out? And I'm going to say, no, leave it in, because this is life. right? I'm doing my podcast and I made a mistake. It's okay. You still get the message. Confidence is built. It is not inborn. Now you have a choice. And this was discussed recently on an interview about being a reactor or creator. You can react to all the circumstances around you. You can react when somebody says or does something that you don't agree with. Or you can create a new reality. I love it. Her name's Kelly Hetherington. You've probably heard that podcast just recently. And Kelly says, when someone is sharing something and it's contrary to everything she believes or wants to believe, she'll say, huh, well, I haven't had that experience. Or that's not my experience. Or, that isn't true for me. I just heard a friend of mine go into great detail about a horrible experience she had flying. And this was 40 years ago. And she will not travel and will not see the world and absolutely refuses to, because as a completely inexperienced traveler when she was 20 years old, she'll never do it again. She has ingrained that event, those 24 short hours, into being such a humongous story that she won't travel and see the world. Now, she may not want to travel and see the world, which is fine. A lot of people are super happy not to go. I'm not judging that at all. But what I'm curious about or concerned about or sounding kind of judgmental about is the fact that she had one experience and has chosen not to explore the world. There are a lot of reasons not to travel. There are a lot of reasons to not want to. I got it. It's fine. But is that really what you want? Do you want to create the life of your dreams or just react to everything that's happened? Your voice strengthens when your message is clear, when you know the information. Confidence is built by practice, doing it over and over again. And you have the ability to be a creator of your life and not just react to it. If you want to talk about this a little bit more, I would love to hear from you. Book a call. Book a call. It's yoursuccesscall.com. Book your call. I'd love to talk to you. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.